Hello and welcome to a new edition of the DX Supplement, the regular cycle of Rai Argentina to the world for DXers, shortwave listeners, radio lovers in general. It's produced weekly by Arnaldo Slaen. We bring you this English language version that you can find on our website as a podcast, just like the versions in all of the other languages that Rai broadcasts in. So check it out, rai.com.ar. This is the edition for November 5, 2021. As usual, we begin with some hearings. And as most of you know, the BO1 period of shortwave transmissions has begun in accordance with HFCC directives. So there have been many changes in frequency and transmission schedules. Reach Beyond Australia in English now broadcasts between 900 and 915 hours UTC. All of the mentioned times in this supplement are UTC times, of course. The frequency for Reach Beyond Australia is 9,860 kHz with 100 kW targeting Northern Asia between Mondays and Fridays. And then targeting Southern Asia, the frequency is 11,825 kHz between 1,200 and 1,300 hours on Sundays. And on the frequency of 11,825 kHz, Reach Beyond Australia targets Southern Asia on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 13:15 and 13:30 UTC time. And between 13:45 and 1,400 hours on a different frequency, in this case 11,945 kHz. This is for Southern Asia by Reach Beyond Australia. Next, we've got SETA2 from now in Germany on the 6,095 kHz frequency. There are transmissions already planned for this broadcaster, Radio SETA2 or SETA2. It will be on the air on December 25, 2021, from 0900 hours through 1100 hours UTC time on the frequency of 6,095 kHz with 100 kW and broadcastings aimed at Central Europe in German language. On January 1st, 2022, this same broadcaster will go on the air at 1100 hours on 6,095 kHz, always via now in Germany, with 100 kilowatts, and with another broadcast, in this case aiming Central Europe, in German too. Below are some changes in accordance with the new winter season in the Northern Hemisphere B21 schedule for all India Radio's foreign service. We have to add, of course, a number of frequencies for All India Radio. Between 1:30 and 2:30, the frequency is 13,710 from Bangalore, India, with 500 kilowatts in the languages Indonesian. Between 02:45 and 03:45, on 11,559.8 kilohertz from Delhi, with 100 kilowatts in Burmese. Between 0400 and 0500 hours, the frequency is 11,559.8 kHz from Delhi with 100 kilowatts in Nepali, and between 1045 and 1200 hours UTC time, the frequency is 11,924.8 kHz with 100 kilowatts broadcasting from Delhi in Tibetan. Next on this list of hearings is clandestine radio station UG Voice of National Unity Government of Myanmar. It's a station also known as Radio NUG, or also known as the Voice of National Unity Government of Myanmar. It operates in this new B21 period according to the following schedule. Between 0800 and 0829 UTC time, it broadcasts at 1700 hours, I repeat, 17800 hours, sorry, with 300 kilowatts in Burmese, transmitting from Tamsui in Taiwan. between 1330 and 1359 UTC. It broadcasts on 15,565 kilohertz with 200 kilowatts in Burmese from the relay center located in Al Dabiah, the United Arab Emirates. Radio NUG has for this period two other frequencies that could alternately use 17,710 kHz and 12,000 kHz. Next on this list of hearings, we've got Radio Mazar-e Samai, the new Tigrinya language station we told you about in our previous issue, which is now transmitting on the new frequency of 11,705 kHz via the relay station located in Talata Volonondri, Madagascar. Thus, Radio Mazar-e Samai no longer transmits on the frequency of 11,555 kHz. Thus, the updated scheme of this new station is from 1500 hours to 1530 UTC time on 11,705 kHz with 250 kW for East Africa in Tigrinya language. And we now end in Sudan, as Radio Omdurman Sudan can be reported on the frequency of 7,206 kHz via Al-Fatiha in that impoverished and troubled country, Sudan. The station, which operates with the not inconsiderable power of 100 kHz, broadcasts from 0400 hours UTC onwards, sometimes starting earlier in Arabic language. Okay, we move on now to radio-related news as part of this weekly DX supplement on RAI Argentina to the World, and we begin with our own country, Argentina. The Association of Audiovisual Communication Providers was formally founded. This entity will group provincial and national state-owned channels and university channels. The creation comes after 14 years of joint work at the Federal Council of Public Television. After signing the agreement, the head of public media agency RTA, Rosario Lufrano, deemed the creation of this entity a historic landmark. And according to her, until now, the Federal Council of Public Television was just wishful thinking and good intentions. But since it did not have any kind of legal status, it could not act. But now it can. This association will be integrated by several channels from all over the country, just to name a few: Channel 7 of Buenos Aires City, Channel 11 of Formosa, Channel 12 of Misiones, Channel 10 run by the Córdoba National University, Acequia TV from Mendoza, Channel 10 of Rio Negro. Well, outlets from all over the country are now integrated in this formal entity called the Association of Audiovisual Communication Providers, which was established this very week. Next, we've got Colombia. We want to tell you that Pare Oreja, which is a Spanish slang for raise your ears, literally meaning, actually meaning pay attention. Pare Oreja is coming. This is a forum devoted to the history of radio in Colombia. The forum will take place between November 2 and 6. It's an online event devoted to the impact of radio on culture, on politics, and how public opinion is formed in Colombia via radio, with the help of researchers, journalists, and scholars that will be participating. Pare Oreja will highlight the resilience of radio as a media outlet, despite changes brought about by the digital revolution and the emergence of new formats, most notably podcasts. The event is organized by the Universidad Nacional de Colombia, the Pontificia Universidad Javeriana, de Universidad Pontificia Bolivariana, Radio Nacional de Colombia, and Señal Memoria, among other broadcasters. It is streamed on the official Facebook and YouTube channels of the Pontificia Universidad Javeriana and the Universidad Nacional of Colombia's Department of History. Next, we've got Mexico. The Federal Telecommunications Institute, the IFT, the media watchdog agency in Mexico, received 64 proposals of interest for the operation of 234 AM and FM frequencies in the so-called IFT8 tender. The frequencies are located between 88 and 106 megahertz for FM, and there are 85 frequencies between 535 and 1,605 kilohertz, that's to say AM. And next on the list, we've got something coming from Afghanistan. The Afghanistan National Journalist Union, the ANJU, has reported that 70% of Afghan media ceased operations or were shut down across the country in 2021, a figure that increased with the return of the Taliban to power on August 15. ANJU spokesman Masrur Latifi told EFE News Agency of Spain that this is a big blow to independent Afghan media. The survey also noted that women working in media were more vulnerable to risks and were actually worried about not only their profession, but their lives. The Taliban's rise to power has also caused the closure of at least 150 Afghan media outlets, including TV channels, radio stations, newspapers, and news agencies. Many outlets are also facing a shortage of staff as hundreds of journalists and media workers left the country during the chaotic evacuation amid the Taliban takeover last August. And finally, we've got news coming from Ethiopia. The Ethiopian Media Authority, EMA, which is the main media regulatory agency in that African nation, has ordered Ethiopian radio stations to stop broadcasting foreign programs. And this comes amid growing diplomatic tensions between the African country's government and the international community over the ongoing conflict in Tigray, an area in the north of the country. In a statement, the EMA Director General, Mohamed Idris, announced the decision that the owners of communication licenses should immediately suspend foreign satellite transmissions. The EMA directly targets radio programs whose broadcasting, according to the source, poses challenges by broadcasting, and I quote, poorly controlled content that does not take into account the current situation of Ethiopia, as well as information, says the government, that is harmful to the national interest. One of the radio stations affected by this decision is Amhadu RTV stations, which has a satellite link with a U.S. international broadcaster, you know what I'm talking about, the VOA, the Voice of America. In this regard, VOA's acting director, Yolanda Lopez, has assured in a statement that her station strictly adheres to the principles of accurate, balanced, and complete journalism. Also, over the last hours, a digital news portal, Olo Media, or AWLO Media, has announced the complete cessation of operations after accusing the government of persecuting them. The company says that despite complying with all the country's regulations, the federal government seized several of the company's assets and completely shut down the workplace while employees were unfairly arrested. The police said in turn that the journalists had been detained for their affiliation with the terrorist group, says the government source, and it was referring to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, a group that government forces have been battling for a year in the north of the country. And with that, we've come to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplements, produced by Arnaldo Slaen, available in 8 languages on riot.com.ar. Thank you for listening, and kind 73s.